السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أنبياء الله جميعا وعلى سيدهم وخاتمهم حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد، وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا، وعلى سيدي ومولاي الإمام أبي عبد الله الحسين، وعلى أهل بيته الكرام وأصحابه الميامين ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين يقولون ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما أولئك يجزون الغرفة بما صبروا ويلقون فيها تحية وسلاما خالدين فيها حسنت مستقرا ومقاما. صدق الله العلي العظيم. It is incumbent upon every person who intends to establish a family and gets married to ask himself or herself this question: before you go and propose to someone, ask yourself this important question: why I'm getting married? What is the reason? Have some moments to yourself, with yourself, and reflect on this. Reflect on the answer. Ask your question: why? There are different answers. Some people are going to answer this question by saying, to be honest, I want to satiate my desire. I have a lot of energy, a lot of desire, and these desires kick in. So I need to channel them somewhere. Some people tell you, it's my mother who's insisting on me. In fact, I don't like to get married. My mother wants me to get married. Some people are going to say that I need to have someone to cook for me, to take care of me. I want her to do the laundry, the cooking, the ironing, the cleaning. So basically he's looking for a servant, not a wife. And probably there are people who say, I want children. I want to enjoy my children. As Zakaria said, هُنَالِكَ دَعَى زَكَرِيَّا رَبَّهُ قَالَ رَبِّ هَبْ لِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ ذُرِّيَّةً طَيِّبَةً إِنَّكَ سَمِيعُ الدُّعَاءِ. I need to enjoy children. I love babies. I want to raise a son, a daughter. Because I have plenty of wealth, I want someone to succeed me, to inherit me. And there is a group, though they are small, few men and women are going to say, I want to get married for the purpose of moral and human integration. Because I find myself alone. I find myself deficient. So I need to integrate. I need to find my other half that is going to integrate me and make me stronger, make me healthier, make me more productive, make me more religious, make me more human, make me more ethical and moral being, and draws me closer to my Lord and to my message in this life. And that is the right reason why we get married, my friends. وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنَ. In Surah Al-Furqan, chapter 25, those who say that our Lord brings us comfort through our progeny and our offspring and our children, and make us leaders for mankind, leaders in our behavior, leaders in our integration, leaders in our cooperation with each other, leaders in our families. وَجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, for the pious, we need to be role models, examples. They look up to us. That is the right reason. That is the best reason. We can't travel and journey in this life, traverse in this life alone. We need a partner. We need a spouse. The spouse is not just for physical or material activities. The spouse is for the religious and the spiritual integration and growth. And therefore, my friend, if we really want to raise great families, as we always say, then we need to sacrifice. Does not come free. Does not come through just leaving things as they are and do nothing, and they're going to grow by themselves. They're going to learn by themselves. Requires a lot of struggling, striving, sacrifices, work, 24/7 job. Raising children is 24/7 job. But it is very promising. And you will see the results. You see them during your lifetime, provided that you live up to this task. Normally, on the 10 nights of Muharram, the 8th night is dedicated for marriage and family, because this 8th night is dedicated to, traditionally dedicated to, a young man who was killed with Imam Hussein on the day of Ashura when he was in his early teens. He was probably 13 years old, 14 years old. Some people say 12 years old. So they speak about marriage and family, which is a good subject, a subject that we must reflect upon. It is your marriage and your family that either makes you or breaks you. Either makes you happy, energetic, optimistic, or it breaks you down, makes you sad, depressed, angry, frustrated. It's your marriage. It is your marriage. So this institution, it's really worth it to take care of it. It's worth it to sacrifice for this institution. It is worth it to spend your time, your money, your energy, your efforts to protect this institution, to groom this institution, to develop this institution. It's worth it. You see the result yourself. We come to the role of parents. And first, the role of fathers, because they are the builders of the family. They are the one who initiate the family, start the family, launch the family. Begins with them. They have a greater role. This is why whenever Quran speaks about men and fathers, الرِّجَالُ قَوَّامُونَ عَلَى النِّسَاءِ, they are guardians, because they are the one who established the family. They have a bigger responsibility, a bigger role. A father is a trainer. His first job is to train. His job is to encourage. His job is to be a role model. His job is not only a breadwinner, not only to bring food to the table, but to bring ethics and morality and good examples too. Many parents expect their kids to be honest, to be truthful, to be straight, to be kind. If you expect them to do so, then you have to show them the way. Don't show them the way through lectures. Show them the way through actions, through your deeds, through your examples. Be the guide for them. Be the mentor for them. Be the teacher for them. Be the example for them. You are the closest one to your kids. Be their teacher. Don't assign your kids to another person and you expect that other person who happened to be a stranger and he's working for money. Don't expect him to teach your kids akhlaq and manners. You have to do the job yourself. Because this task, teaching and inspiring, is not easy. I swear to God, it's not easy. It's not easy. Requires lots of struggle, lots of discipline. You are a soldier in a combat zone. You have to fight whims, to fight desires, to fight constantly, to fight bad thoughts, evil thoughts, intimidations, temptations. You have to keep fighting in order for you to be an example. So it's not easy. And this task, because it's not easy, strangers cannot do it for you. You have to do it yourself. If you need to see the positive results in your children, you have to do that task. Don't assign it to someone else. Maybe others can teach your kids how to write, how to read, you know, math, English, geography, physics, this and that, chemistry. They can do a good job. But to teach your kids akhlaq and manners, you and your wife are the teachers. Don't hire a stranger to do this for you. In the old days, the sultans and the caliphs and the kings used to hire mu'addib for their kids. Mu'allim, mu'addib. You know why? Because the sultan himself, he knew he's corrupt. He knew he's corrupt. He's licentious, libertine. So he cannot do it himself. So he would hire someone to raise his son for him. But you are sultan not over a piece of land. You are sultan over yourself. Each and every one of us is sultan, is a leader, is a chief, but over our souls and ourselves. So we can do the job. And this job requires 24/7 work, mutaba, consistent, persistent, to follow up on this. You can't do it once in a while. You can't say once a week I will take care of my kids, once a week, once a month. When I finish my work, I travel the whole world, then I come back home, I will give them some attention, couple of days. Doesn't work. This is a 24/7. When this verse came, قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ, one of the companions says, woe to me, woe to me. I was being overburdened with my own self. Now God wants me to take care of my family too. So he came to the Prophet. He said, what do you expect me to do? It was too much just to take care of one soul, my soul. Now God wants me to take care of my tribe and my family and my kids. This is too much for me, Ya Rasulallah. The Prophet said to him, listen, don't freak out, listen. Hasbuka, suffices you, that you do the good job and they look at you, they follow you. You don't have to do an extra work. You be honest, they look at you, they learn honesty from you. Speak the truth, they look at you speaking the truth. Be loyal to your friends, to your family. They look at you and they follow you. Be on time. They look at you, you are on time. When you say, I arrive at 10 a.m., you mean it, 10 a.m. 10 a.m. Islamic Standard Time. Not Iraqi time or Pakistani time or Egyptian time or Moroccan time or Saudi time. Islamic time. You mean it. Believe me, this is not a joke. I traveled to a Muslim country in Africa, which has thousands of minarets in that city. Thousands of minarets. I was told by a friend that don't be surprised if you ask for a taxi and then the taxi is delayed 5 hours. 5 hours, not 5 minutes. Because this is the culture here. Time has no respect. Why do we have 5 daily prayers? Do you know why? Why they are scattered throughout the day and the night? Because God says in this book, in the Holy Quran, إن الصلاة كانت عن المؤمنين على المؤمنين كتابا موقوتا. It's an appointed time, prescribed time, to learn the value of the time, to respect your appointment. When you give an appointment, you respect. So we have to be role models. I can't expect my son to wake up at 8 a.m. if I ask him to wake up, but I wake up at noontime. I have to be a good example, a role model for him. The other thing a father should do is to maintain the dialogue with his children at home. Family is based on dialogue, not monologue. We all participate. We all discuss. We all give our opinion with full freedom, with no intimidation, no fear of anyone. We all speak our mind with full freedom. We all give our opinion. We all discuss our affairs and our challenges. This is how you build self-confidence. This is how you induce your family with strength. When you allow them to speak, you don't intimidate them. Let them speak their mind. In fact, you have to solicit their opinion. Ask your daughter, your son, what do you think about this? Even if he's 15 years old, even if he's 12 years old, even if he's 7 years old, ask them. And train them. They also should ask. A good father, a good family, a good son, a good mother is the one who asks advice about the smallest things. Even if he knows that this, I should not ask about this, and I am 100% confident that what I'm doing is right, still, shura, ask, consult. I'm not going to lose. Ma khaba man istashar. Never gets disappointed the one who always consults. When you consult, you don't get disappointed. You get the right answer. Do you know that sometimes when I see some skirmishes inside the family, I realize that the father does not even speak to his children. He's in his room. He's in his own cocoon. He lives in his own valley, separated completely from the family. He never meets his children. He never speaks to them. He never dialogues with them. This is not healthy. This is very dangerous. Very dangerous when there is no communication between the members of the family. Then, he also is the source of inspiration. Sometimes parents encourage their children to study, which is good, but only to study, only to go to college. They don't forget about the other side, which is encouraging them to be role models, to be ethical, to be honest, to be real human, to do good, to help others. They don't mention these things. For them, education, education, education. Even if he doesn't have akhlaq, no problem. And how many times we have seen that some people failed in their life, though they have education, though they went to the best schools, they were spoiled by their parents, they were sent to the best campuses, but they failed miserably because they lacked akhlaq and manners and humanity. Education is not enough. Education has to be embedded with akhlaq together. Ta'lim and akhlaq, ta'lim and tarbiyah. Education and refinement. They integrate each other. One of them does not work. So teach your son to go to the best school, to get the best grades, but at the same time to be the best human being. To stand with those who are poor and needy and sad and depressed in the society. The essence of this life, the beauty of this life, is when we share with others, when we stand with others. Imam Ali alayhi salam, in one of his sayings, states, مَا سَأَلْتُ رَبِّي أَوْلَادًا نُظْرَ الْوُجُوهِ. I never asked my Lord just to give me children who are attractive and beautiful. وَلَكِنْ سَأَلْتُ رَبِّي أَوْلَادًا مُطِيعِينَ لِلَّهِ وَجِلِينَ مِنْهِ. I always ask God to endow on me and gift me with kids who are obedient to God and fearful of His wrath. Reverent of God. They revere God. And then we come to the part, the second part, which is mothers. Mothers and wives are blessings. Blessings for mankind. Because they are the center of love. They are the center of compassion. They are the center of care. Our children need attention. They need love. They need a big heart, the heart of the mother, who would embrace her children, embrace them with her emotional protection. The father does the physical protection, financial protection, material protection. The mother does the emotional protection. We need emotional protection. We need attention. This attention is given by females, by a heart of a lady, a mother, noble mother, caring mother. Sometimes we find some girls fleeing their homes, running away. It happens. It happens a lot. She leaves her house. She has a room, spacious room. She has a car. She has good food. Despite that, she chooses to run away from the family and go and hide somewhere. She goes to thousands of miles away. Sometimes they go to another country. They travel all the way. They flee North America to South America, to Africa, to Europe, somewhere else. Too far from their families. Why? Is it because they don't have enough space in their house? They don't have food? What is it? Something fundamental is missing. And that is atifa. Compassion. Mercy. Real love. Attention. They need attention. Girls are attention seekers, believe me. If you don't give them attention... And when I say girls, not only 14 years old, 48 years old. Or even more than that. They need attention. And the provider of that attention are mothers. You have to be patient with your daughter, with your son. Be patient. First of all, do not give up on them easily. Don't be impatient. Don't tell them, I can't help you anymore. Because you are their final refuge. You are their final safe haven. If that safe haven is missing, then where would they go? They are going to go to the strangers. But if you keep your friendship, your relationship good, see, my friends, we are all physicians. If a physician does not have patients, that physician would not be able to succeed in his profession. If a physician is constantly yelling at his patients, putting them down, threatening them, he's going to lose his profession. In fact, he's going to lose his license too. We, fathers and mothers, are physicians. A physician tends to this flesh and skin. You, as a mother and father, tend to the heart, to the mind, to the soul. So if you give up on them, or if you yell at them, or if you become despondent, and if you tell your kids, I don't have time for you, who would they go for? And if you don't have time for your kids, then your time is spent on what? I tell you, some mothers, not all, many mothers are noble. Noble. Definitely. No doubt about it. Some of them, unfortunately, spend their time on these devices, on these gadgets, on Facebook, on Instagram, on WhatsApp messages. Some mothers, and fathers too, by the way, they participate in 50 groups. And most of these groups are nonsense, believe me, waste of time. Waste of time. Why do you have to be in this group and that group? In fact, those people who spend their time on these are losers. Those who have nothing to do. Nothing to do. So don't. Get out of these groups. My advice for you, during the month of Muharram, 1442, the first 10 nights of Muharram, is for you as a mother, for you as a father, for you as a son and daughter. Stay away from these. Maybe one or two groups which are really important, that links you to your real community. You know the activities in your community, in your group, in your center. These are important. Groups that remind you of your responsibility, your duty. Groups that inspire you. They inspire you. They strengthen you. They keep you united. They keep you strong. Other than that, get out of these groups because you have a bigger responsibility. You have a group at home called family, called children. They need you. They need your love. They need your solutions. They need your advice. They need you. They need your smile. They need you to talk to them, to counsel them, to strengthen them, to say something sweet to them. They need you. And you have to be always on guard, prepared. وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ. Comfort for our hearts does not come free. Women complain about their kids. They don't listen, they disobey, they this, that. You know why? Because of you. You did not know how to raise them. You failed in raising them. Yes, I know. There are some exceptions. Sometimes the father, the mother, they do everything in their power to protect their kids, to raise them. Still, kids are rebels, disobedience. And this is found in the book, يُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ وَيُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتَ مِنَ الْحَيِّ. Sometimes good children come out of bad parents. Sometimes bad children come out of good parents. It happens, but these are exceptions. These are not the norm. The norm is, when you are good parents, thoughtful, responsible, caring, not lazy, working hard, most likely your kids are going to learn from you. Mothers, they play the role of builders. They build the internal cohesion in the family. The family needs two types of cohesion and unity. One external, that is the job of the father, to protect his family financially, economically, physically, socially. But one is from within, internal cohesion, which is based on good akhlaq, good manners, good customs, good behavior, good speech. And this is the work of the mother. I've seen in our community some ladies, some good mothers, who are not just taking care of their kids, they are taking care of people's kids too. In one family, in one home. She's a leader. She's a leader. Al-Qasim ibn al-Hasan was a teenage who was asked by his uncle Hussein, كيف الموت عندك؟ قال يا عم في نصرتك أحلى من العسل. It's true, I'm a teenager. I barely can carry the sword. I'm only 13 years old. But to defend you and stand with you and support you is sweeter to me than honey, than sugar. And this is what he did. He stood with his uncle Hussein till he breathed his last. Hussein rushed to him. بعدا لقوم قتلوك خصمهم يوم القيامة جدك وأبوك. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين.